Hi, I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Austin.
Guys, I got a question for you. I'm kind of embarrassed about this one, but have you seen I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry?
Wanted to go to my grave with this one being a one and done. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
I haven't, so I can't imagine what you're embarrassed about, but I'll find out. If you think this is bad and it's on your list, like that's scary.
I mean, I put movies that I think are bad on my list. Look
Yeah,
at
but
this
you've never
list.
came into a Sandlerverse movie going like being this
Apologizing.
of Tim. Yeah, Paul is a sand
Yeah.
apologist.
You're right.
Like
Usually I
this is
own the
bad.
sadism, but
So,
I'm sorry for this one.
this is going to be rough. We're back in the summer of Sandler. We could only avoid it for so long. 12
I
months.
mean, we're constantly in summer with
It's
these lists.
the never-ending
Summer
summer.
constantly comes and goes.
Is it just
Yeah.
hell? Is that why it's always so hot? I thought it was summer.
Maybe.
We're in the hell of Happy Madison, maybe. All right. All right, what we do here on the podcast, for those of you joining us for the first time, is the people who haven't seen the movie, they got to give a brief rundown. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry,
There
Josh.
you go, Josh. What
Yeah,
is
know
it?
about this film?
I know nothing other than the title. Well, usually you get titles that tell me nothing. This one seems to tell me everything, which it makes suspicious. I imagine it's about two characters named Chuck and Larry that get married. The names sound fairly male, and we know this is a Sandler because so Sandler is at least one of these two people. I'm kind of hoping he's both of them. He is
Ooh, he's
Chuck
playing
and
both
Larry.
parts,
He's
playing both
playing both
sides.
parts. Like, I don't. Maybe, this is Sandler, so it's probably a comedy. This doesn't sound like a serious movie. Maybe it's like he accidentally marries a family member. Like he does realize their family, right? Like he meets somebody
Whoopsie doodle.
in a shop, or and he finds out he's like twice removed, or and then it's like, uh-oh. We're married and we're related. What do we do about the
Josh,
same situation?
I'm gonna tell you one piece of information that might like completely derail your whole thing here.
Okay.
This movie came out in 2007.
All right, we're not too far in the Sandlerverse. I
And I
mean,
tell
he
you
brings
that
up an
because
interesting point.
I tell you that because gay marriage wasn't legalized in the United States until 2015.
I see. Okay, so and strike that. It's not related. It's that they're gay, I guess, and that's the
I
thing.
had I you brought up something interesting though. You can't marry your cousin, first cousin,
No.
because of like genetic offspring, like mutation, and like can you gay marry
Also possible.
first cousin?
Maybe it's both.
I like this. Sandler would go that low. Waterboy too. Deep in the South.
It connects to water in that, like, the characters in this movie, like, have, like, the water. It's like a distant, like grandson or something of them. It's
It
like a
connects
weird
to the
callback.
Waterboy in the way they all connect, in which his friends and
And then it's
wife
going to be
all
bad
have
and
jobs.
Sandler's in it.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, that's the Sandlerverse.
We're going to get some good ones. We've had some okay ones. Nothing
Josh
stellar.
just said some of these movies were good.
He
We
said
have
they
said
were above.
okay.
He's hoping that they're good.
Wedding Singer was fine. I feel like we had a second one. What was the serious one we saw that was okay? We saw a serious one
You like that
recently.
Rain Over Me?
Rain Over Me?
Yeah, Rain Over Me was all right. Yeah. considering its subject matter, the time frame, it was pretty okay.
Sure, sure.
I think it came out the same year as this.
Really? So yeah, because he's always cooking like seven movies at once, right? So
he had to let off some steam and do a goofy one here with his good friend Kevin James.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
His best friend Kevin James.
Assuming
he's not
this
a
is
replacement
20, yeah.
for Chris Farley at all.
No. They weren't ever.
I know, but they were friends.
Got five. So 2007, a different time in American. What city do you think this will take place in, Josh, being a Sandler movie?
California or New York.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Like, those are two.
Those are good guesses.
Main movie locations in general.
Mm-hmm. But Adam Sandler specifically.
Does he have a specific city besides two?
I'd say he's more New State. York than
definitely
California.
More
New York.
More
East Coast,
California.
Yeah. You've had more East Coast. So probably New York.
I think the California stuff was like his really early days.
Right.
With like the Airheads and...
Airheads wasn't East Coast? Are you sure?
Maybe.
I feel
I
like
know.
Airheads might have been like...
The one where you use on a cruise ship.
That one's also East Coast. It's like Jason Takes Manhattan. It's real cold out.
No, the one where it's like a port, the very first one.
Yeah, Going Overboard. I know what you mean.
Going Overboard, yeah.
No, I know Adam Sandler wasn't
it's
in
not on any coast.
Jason
it's
Takes
on
Manhattan.
Yeah. He might have been.
He might have. You're right. Speaking of Jason Takes Manhattan, it'd be pretty cool if we got a Sandler horror. We haven't seen one of those yet.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's going to be
horror?
One of these.
Or Sandler action movie.
Bulletproof was action. There were a lot of squibs in that one, as far as
my
notes
say.
He didn't do a lot of the action, though. It was the other star.
Let's put Adam Sandler in the MCU.
No, thank you. I mean, if you stick him in the MCU, I don't have to see him anymore, because I don't watch those movies.
I mean, you'll have to if he's in them, right?
No.
Between Justin and I, it'll go the list like one of those
ones. Right.
A veto in it. Be out of town that week, boys.
All those weeks.
All those weeks.
That's the line.
Because he'll watch Adam Sandler movies, but Adam Sandler in Marvel, no.
Too much.
Yep, that's the line I draw in the sand.
His line in the sand might actually just be Marvel movie.
It might be. No, I'll put a couple of Marvel movies on the list eventually.
We've done at least one Marvel movie.
Yeah,
Iron Man 3, which I believe we're fine with.
Secret Christmas movie, by the way.
Yeah,
it was a Secret Christmas movie.
I
liked how it portrayed that he had PTSD.
Lots of things can portray that. I don't know.
I don't care about Marvel either.
I think Marvel has caused more PTSD than they've fixed. You take a baby, it might be too much.
I still haven't seen that third Guardians of the Galaxy.
Third?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the last one.
All right. You ain't getting me to see it. We're going to watch 2007's I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. I must have just seen everything in at the Dollar Theater at this time.
Right. You just saw everything. I saw this in the theaters too.
Wow.
How many times have you guys seen this?
Just once.
Second. Once. This will be the second.
This will be the second for me too. So what do you say, Justin? Going in alive?
Coming out the same.
Did it. I think we came out alive.
Yeah, we not the same though.
No.
I thought you were gonna say we're married now.
All three of us. We went to Utah and had a big gay Mormon wedding.
Yep.
We must be partnership, but right, we've been in the same watching movies for like 6 years.
We can get some tax credits.
That's what I was gonna say.
Ooh,
we already formed a podcast because we're three white dudes that hang out together.
We have to get tax write-offs for that. Otherwise, why do people do it? For fun? I'm not having fun. Watching fucking, I pronounce you Chuck and Larry. The titles of this flying over New York, and it's like sports font, sports jersey font. Ooh-wee. Once again,
this is bad.
We are
so
torturing
bad.
The good people of the New York Fire Department.
You're torturing us. What's happening here?
It made me realize something really early on. We don't have an Adam Sandler basketball movie.
Yes, we do.
He plays a lot of basketball, but there's
We do.
Eight Crazy Nights, there was a lot of basketball, right?
No, I'm saying there's a movie where he's a basketball coach.
Did we do it?
No, but there is one.
What? Which one?
I don't know the name.
No.
Pull up the list?
Oh, sorry, you don't have all the Adam Sandler movies memorized yet.
I assume it's going to be called, like, Half Court Shot.
It's really new.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it maybe came out this year or last year.
He's had basketball in almost every movie. We saw a ton of it in The Longest Yard, where he was playing tough guy basketball. They're playing basketball in this one. There was basketball, like you said. I think in Eight Crazy Nights, Whitey is the basketball coach.
There's basketball in this one.
There's basketball in this one. We open on it. And lo and behold, Adam Sandler is so fuckable in this universe.
Oh my God. This is the most egregious of, like, everybody wants him.
Two hot twin girlfriends that are fighting over him immediately in this movie.
I'm glad they didn't make them kiss.
Speaking of Josh's plot for this, I was like, incest right away. And these aren't even kissing cousins. Everybody was acting like it's the hottest thing in the world. Luckily, Saved by the Bell. Dan Aykroyd, he's back. He was in 51st Dates. He played the doctor at the clinic Drew Barrymore was at for her amnesia. He's the fire chief in this one. Yeah, he tells him that he's not in it too much. His part was heavily rewritten on his own account. He was like, Sandler, I'm not this guy, and I don't want to play this guy. And even Sandler, when he got a hold of the movie, was like, this movie's so homophobic already. He had to this went through so many revisions to get to where we are now.
You're telling me this is the version that Adam Sandler was like, okay, this is good. This is okay.
You don't even want to
know. What we had before was terrible, but this is okay.
I don't even want to know. Usually I pull for, like, let's get that director's cut. Let's get that hard R rating.
No.
This one? No, please
no. You want the Sandler cut?
I don't want the Sandler cut of any of his movies. You know what? I take that back. Give me a director cut hard R or like NC-17 whatever of Little Nicky. I feel like that one deserves it. If it wasn't R, it might have been R because of the language.
I don't believe it was.
I feel like that one needs it with the metal and hell. Like, you can only say hell so many times in your PG-13 movie, probably.
Maybe. No, I'm pretty sure that's one that's unlimited. It's in the Bible.
You can't say a lot of things in the Bible in PG-13 movies, I'm sure. I don't know. They don't say shit in the Bible.
They don't.
Or at least not in the version I have. The newest guy... There's a new guy at the fire department. And he ate his last boss. Like, they're just like, he's the baddest dude who ever existed.
He beat up a ton of dudes.
What's that?
He's been in the podcast, I believe.
He was in The Longest Yard. Another Sandler one from...
He's in Pulp Fiction.
He was in Pulp Fiction. Josh, you remember that movie?
Sure.
It's got a lot of people. It's got that one dancing scene with John Travolta and Uma Thurman.
Okay.
And this guy plays Marcellus Wallace, like the main bad guy.
I think there's worse people. The people
he's like
runs
the
into.
I say main bad guy. Let me rephrase that. Like the boss.
The heel, maybe, yeah.
He's the boss of the gang.
He's the one that Bruce Willis screws over.
Yeah.
When he doesn't throw the fight and kills a guy in the ring. Previous episode, great.
He's the one they were arguing about if he threw that guy off the ledge for giving her a foot massage.
We must have some serious, serious Sandler money go into this movie, because they're firemen, and there are some really good scenes where they're going into burning buildings.
Mm-hmm. That's the good part of this movie.
If they're
the burning buildings,
firemen action.
Everything on fire is the best part of this movie. You're right, Justin. Just burn the entire thing down. The first joke is a fat joke, though. They get into a guy's apartment.
I was waiting.
And it
was a
director of Kevin James.
What was that, Josh?
Oh, I was waiting for the tone setter, and this was it, and I was very upset.
Oh, yeah. First of all, I had the same thought, Justin. They're not going to be making fat jokes about Kevin James, because this is a cartoonish world.
They did make fat jokes about Kevin James.
Of course they did.
But I'm saying the first one wasn't directed at him.
He hasn't walked in 5 years. I did get a good laugh of when they all went tumbling down the stairs together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who doesn't like... If you don't laugh at people falling down the stairs...
I laughed a couple of times in this movie. I shouldn't have, but it was on, and I had to save my sanity somehow. Another one was when Kevin James fell down the ladder later on.
Sure, sure. Physical comedy is funny.
Yeah. Kevin James has a kid at home who doesn't like sports, and he's a boy.
Oh, no.
And he likes to do baking, and he can do the splits really good.
Oh, and he's into... musical theater
and drama. They're just hammering it home, like every fucking gay stereotype you can possibly imagine.
He quotes Will and Grace.
Yeah,
or like references Will and Grace later
in 2007. Was that even still on the air in 2007?
Maybe, but he's 6 or like 10 or something.
yeah. Ooh-wee. Kevin James, I like how he's struggling to make really bad spaghetti.
Yeah, bolognese.
Overcooked noodles, a big, I'm going to even say can of sauce, not even jar level, and hamburgers on top of it.
Yeah, just hamburger patties.
You know, you take that, you cover it in some shredded cheese, you put it under the broiler, you might have something.
Yeah, but he's terrible.
He's terrible. He's just terrible. I am jealous of this kid and how he can do the splits. He says his sister is jealous, and I was like, I am jealous.
I wish I could do the splits too, yeah.
Later, he straight up Johnny Cage does the splits and Van Damme punches somebody dude in the dick.
Yeah, he does.
It's amazing. That's a superpower.
It's not. It's bad, because doesn't that hurt his testicles is a line in this movie. And he goes, yes, and then says, don't say testicles.
Now sit down and eat your hot dog salad. Hooey. We get a quick joke about how it's really hard to talk to robots on phones.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that hasn't changed.
So now that we set up his life, let's set up Adam Sandler's life.
Well, one thing about Kevin James before we move on. He had a
wife. Oh, his wife's dead. Yes,
yeah, he's
right.
Got a dead wife. This is almost a Disney movie.
dead
she's
wife.
Been dead for 2 years. And he's kind of treating this sort of like the Ned Flanders way of treating it, where her side of the bed is still pristine.
He's got all her clothes.
He doesn't open her mail. He puts it in the cupboard because it makes him too sad. Like, he's not moving on at all.
I can't believe that's the reason for the plot of this movie.
Exactly. Like, let's make a movie about gay lifestyle from the point of view of two straight men in order for them to heal. Like, it is just flawed from the start. But yeah, that's Kevin James' main drive, is his two kids, his dead wife, and he's trying to move his, if he dies on the job, because he's got a very dangerous job, he's
Yes.
trying to move his inheritance to his kids, because he failed to do so within the allotted time after his wife died.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay, let's go on to Adam Sandler. Josh, what are your thoughts on Sandler?
I mean, he's Sandler. He's the movie. He, you know, he's Sandler. Every movie, right? He gets all girls. Everybody loves. This is the close we've gotten to a blackout on the bingo card.
Yeah.
There are only one, two, three,
the chat? Okay,
five slots. Five slots unchecked. Surprise ones. No funny animals. I think this is the first Sandler movie we've done that doesn't have a funny animal in it.
Yeah, there wasn't a Dalmatian at the firehouse.
Yeah,
Kevin James didn't have like
a
dog that farted that he blames his farts on or something.
Or a dog that fucks his dog. Oh wait, no spoilers. yeah, no funny animals. Also, no one's obscenely rich. We discussed this before we got on.
I mean,
they're
I
rich.
Argued that you look at his apartment, he's fucking rich.
But when we talk Adam Sandler rich, it's in the millions or billions.
I think you could argue he's rich in this movie. Like, I would give you that. That would give us a fourth bingo.
He's a. What's his month? I forget his month. He's Mr.
Well,
February.
Oh, you know what? I'll give him 1 point. He's in really good shape. I thought that calendar was way, like, airbrushed or photoshopped or exaggerated. There's a scene later where they're in the showers, and he's got a bit of a six-pack. And I was like, okay, he's got a personal trainer for this one. Good for him.
Because he knew he was going to have his shirt off.
Yeah. Well, he wrote it.
I know. Well, actually... I don't think he did.
He definitely rewrote it, because when he got it, it was, in his opinion, way too homophobic.
Yeah.
is Rachel Dratch.
That's insane.
From SNL. And, Adam Sandler, he's like a swinging bachelor. He's like an oversexed caricature.
This is the, like, the most egregious of him, like, everybody wants him.
When they are in the hospital and he wakes up and he's like, hey honey, and she's like, call me doctor, and he's like, doctor honey.
You know what though, go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, and then he gets picked up by a van full of exclusively Asian Hooters girls. And then in the next scene they're like all in his bedroom,
yeah,
including the doctor.
And he made jokes about, like, them escape being who untied them or something like that. There's lots of weird hints into his sex life that I don't want to see that I think would be similar to, like, Dennis Reynolds, if Dennis Reynolds was, like,
oh, from
more
Always Sunny.
Successful.
sure. So the main pivot, the main plot of this movie is... they find out that if they get a domestic partnership, they can transfer his inheritance or whatever, his pension, whatever they call it, to his kids or his new partner.
He finds this out from what you were talking about, the benefits supervisor.
This is Rachel Dratch.
Played by Rachel Dratch.
She works. At first, I was kind of like...
proposes to him?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, what was this one-off joke? Like, I thought that was going to matter. And it absolutely did not.
Why didn't he, like, sue the government and that's just solve all his problems?
They have tons of high price lawyers, I'm sure. Yeah, at first I didn't like that we were in an office building. I don't like when bureaucracy and Sandler collide. But Rachel Dratch, she made it work. You're right, it is a strange one-off for sure. We get to see some boat firemen in this next scene where they're fighting a fire. That's pretty cool. They go into a warehouse. I guess most of it's put out. They're hitting it with sticks. Adam Sandler climbs up real high and finds a charred rat. And he's going to dare Kevin James to eat it.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah.
Totally.
Kevin James is going to eat it. And then
the whole place comes tumbling down,
yeah,
right?
They almost die.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did get a chuckle out of Adam Sandler when he looks over and he's like, "Hey, Chuck, buddy, bad news. They removed your entire body."
You're just a head now.
I was like, that would be a good movie. Like, he has to sew his head on Adam Sandler's body. They're still firemen. The two-headed firemen. I feel like that's the kind of movie you'd get in the 80s.
Yeah, for sure. I was going to say earlier that this is the movie that Adam Sandler is the most egregious of, like, everybody wants him. But I can't really think of, like, since this is, like, they're the gay movie for them, that I don't think he was hit on by a lot of dudes, was he? That was more Kevin James.
Only the guy that was in The Longest Yard who once he found out they were gay was like, "Why didn't you hit on me ever?" And he tells him he's a 10.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you're right. Everyone. Yeah, no.
Oh, and I think at one point. Yeah, constantly hit on by women, but not hit on by the men.
It sounds like being terrible to women is part of being a fireman, too, which gives them a bad name. They're all in the hospital laughing at him being sexist to this doctor. The kids aren't having it, though, because this is the same hospital that his wife died in.
Very sad. So after this, they get visited by the state checking in on them, right?
So it shows Kevin James. He's up late at night eating a tub of frosting. I didn't want to skip over that scene. Because if you're so worried about your kid's future and your fucking health, I mean, going into a burning building, that's your job. You got to be there for your fellow firemen.
Yeah, but also...
Maybe don't eat a tub of frosting.
Yeah, but he's fat, Austin.
Yeah. Also, Adam Sandler's like, "You can do nothing else. You're a fireman. Your dad was a fireman. His dad was a fireman. It's in your blood. You can't get another job. You'll just start breaking things down with axes and get yelled at. That's why we do this."
Yeah. Nowhere else lets you break things down with axes. What do you think will happen if you work at Chipotle and you connect a hose to the sink and start spraying everybody with water?
Guacamole and sour cream everywhere. I guess you could be a lumberjack.
Could be a lumberjack.
He doesn't want that, though. So he goes to Sandler's house at 4 a.m. and Sandler drops the F-bomb twice before Kevin James is like, "Hey, can you not say that?" And I was like, "Oh, good. The movie dealt with it. We don't have to hear this slur anymore."
Nope.
Just kidding. Wrong. 12 more times in the course of this movie before Adam Sandler's like, "Hey, I learned my lesson.
Adam Sandler says it again.
He says it in the closing where he's like, "We shouldn't say this word." It's fucking egregious. It's this movie also not just homophobic and just terrible against queer people of all types. It's pretty racist too.
Yeah,
because he knows the maid is stealing from him. But I think she's into voodoo, man. So he lets her get away with murder. Like, she runs this house. Wow, yeah.
Mary Pat Gleason playing Teresa.
She's fine. She was funny. Not making a fool of herself too much. Just kidding. Everyone is for Adam Sandler. The Hooters girls come out, and he's like, "Watch this. They all bend over when I tell them to."
What is this? He has a sex cult.
Yes. Yeah.
This is
gonna fall victim to this sex cult too, and he's saved by committing several felonies. It's a super easy process to become domestic partners in this movie. You have to wear a costume, go down to the courthouse, and it takes less than 10 minutes.
Yeah. So easy.
A lot of Chuck's porn shit is getting delivered to Larry, like full inflated blow-up dolls and the crates of pornography.
Yeah.
just to show you how much of
He's
a heterosexual
cartoonishly
man,
horny.
yeah, that Chuck is. There's a joke where they go to a burger joint, and they find that it was burnt down because of a joint. Which is interesting that the joint survived while the building burned down, but one dude admits to it and tries to get it back. They blast him with what do you call this? It's like CO2, the fire extinguisher.
Yeah, I don't know what's in the fire extinguisher, but yeah.
They blast him a couple of times until he
I
completely
know from
passes out.
wrestling that it hurts a lot.
Which means it probably doesn't hurt that much. An investigator comes to their house, and this is going to be a running theme. The first investigator is not Buscemi. He's the one who, like, later rummages through their trash
yeah,
and is talking
he's like
to their
the,
kids.
I did see this guy, and I was like, oh, man, that should have been Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he shows up later as, like, the worst version.
They could have just had him show up from the start, really.
Yeah, I don't get why there was another person at first.
This movie's a little too long, right off. I mean, it exists,
a
which
little.
Is too long right away. Yeah, a
it's
little too long.
It's almost 2 hours. It's 1 hour and 55 minutes.
I like when this inspector gives them high fives for balls and wieners, though. That's really good. Like, yeah, balls and wieners. And he high fives Adam Sandler. We get to meet Alex, their lawyer, in a slow motion. Hot woman enters the room,
yeah,
and
Jessica Biel.
Guitars swell.
Who is gorgeous?
Oh,
but, I mean...
yeah, yeah. No argument. And she tears the movie apart in her first scene. She's like, LGBTQIA have been fighting for these rights for decades, and people like make a mockery of them by doing what you guys are doing, and then making a movie about it. She convinced
a movie I'm
them.
In. Oh wait.
Oh, maybe they didn't tell her all. She convinces them to go up to Canada to actually get married legally, leave a paper trail. That's the best thing for their case. They do. They leave right away.
She warns them if she's like, if you get a squirrely looking guy named Clint Fitzer, let me know. And that's a Steve Buscemi's character.
Right.
I just like the name Clint Fitzer. It sounds wormy.
Oh, he plays it great too. Just a terrible, terrible movie. The cab driver hears them talking about how they're getting married. He calls them some names, and they get defensive, rightfully so. Don't call people names. And they're starting. They're starting to see at this point that the lifestyle that they are adopting comes with some serious consequences that they didn't expect.
Yeah. I had no idea.
This is the director, by the way, the cab driver.
Oh, really?
He uses another slur, a hate slur, and they attack him, grab him, use the wheel, and I think they crash at the Chapel of Love where they're going to get married.
Yeah. I do like this bit where, like, Adam Sandler, like, grabs him where he can't drive and Kevin James just takes over, but
it's
he's still
slapping
him.
It's not the first time
him.
They've done it. Yeah.
But he's still slapping him in the face while he's, like, driving.
I did like that.
From the back seat.
Had that been in Dumb and Dumber, that would have fit really well and been fun. get ready, because we aren't done yet with the hate crimes.
The
Here's Rob Schneider.
Oh, speaking of the racism you were talking about earlier.
He's playing a Japanese person, and ooh-wee.
It's bad.
I think this is the worst one yet that Rob Schneider's done. 50 First Dates was bad.
Yeah, there was also, like, the delivery guy he played in Big Daddy. That was pretty bad.
That was pretty bad. This is the worst, though. Like, so far. It can't get worse than this.
50 First Dates was also bad, like you said. But
yeah.
I don't know if it... Yeah, this was bad.
He takes them through their vows. They have their own witness, who is one of the Sandlot. It's a
I think this is a
hilarious.
full, this is a full showing of the Sandlot.
Yeah, definitely. And this is a hilarious take on people who are homeless. He's just
Just
crazy.
and pee in himself.
But he can dance really well,
He
so that's
can, but he
cool.
breaks his legs.
I've been hit. Get me a medic. I actually laughed at that line. That was pretty
Worry
fun.
though, he's in Canada.
Yeah.
They got
They get
health care.
healthcare? Okay. Another example of how terrible Kevin James is of a cook. He burns the TV dinners.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Those things can survive nuclear war. These blue plastic trays that they're housed in. He's cooking them in the oven in the plastic tray, too. That
Yeah,
seems
you
like a
don't.
bad idea. I don't
That's why
know.
they caught on. That's why they burnt.
He also left them in there for way too long.
But like, come on, man! You can't even put something in the oven. How
Yeah.
helpless are you? It's been 2 years. What have you been
Two.
doing?
Well, being a fireman.
I know he's being a fireman, but like.
Isn't that a thing, though? Oh, sorry if this is a stereotype you want to dispel, firemen, but aren't you good cooks?
They are.
Like,
My uncle is a fireman and he's a good cook.
isn't that something you've always heard? Like, firemen have chili cook-offs because they're always cooking for the entire group of people, like
They
that
like
are working
rotate
there.
who has to cook.
Exactly. Some that should be more of a part of this movie, like them all getting together at the firehouse and taking care of these kids. But
Yeah. Do you see who they work with? I don't blame him for not bringing his kids.
yeah, the people at work, they are horrendous. Most of the movie.
Yeah. And it's the Sandlot. I think
It's
at the
not only that, one of them is Kevin James' brother in real life.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Not even the Sandlot, but like Kevin James' friends.
And one
But
of
it's
them,
his brother.
I believe, is Steve Buscemi's real brother, who's also a real fireman, like Steve Buscemi was.
Oh, that's what I do remember seeing that guy. I was like, that guy kinda looks like Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, Steve Buscemi and him, both firemen for
Actual
NYPD.
firemen.
Yeah, I think that's how they get the in these movies with Sandler, other than the money.
Yeah, for sure.
There is this is the time of thick TVs and GameCubes. You look at their
Things are
living room,
boxing.
very boxy. There's absolutely no reason they should be sleeping in the same bed.
No.
No one's going to be spying on you in the bedroom. I mean,
I think it's because they don't have another place for Adam Sandler to sleep.
bullshit. A couch? The
That
floor?
he could have offered the couch, but he like tried to make him a bed before at the start, and Adam Sandler's like, I'm not sleeping on that.
Yeah. It seems really weird because Adam Sandler gets into bed and gets a boner right away. And it's just like, what are we fucking doing?
I think he was joking.
I don't think he was because in the morning, the cleaning lady was there with
Yeah.
him.
You're right.
We have to go to the store
Oh,
because.
and the cleaning lady. I'm sorry, the cleaning lady. He was talking about in the same bed with me. You had sex with her while we were in the same bed. And he's like, "Hey, you were sleeping the whole time. You threw in some moves."
Oh, you, yeah. There's the blow up doll. They're like, how often is this happening if he's
But
living
what I
there for
wanted to bring
months?
up was like he said, smell your finger, and he smells it and says it smells like plastic.
Yeah. I know what he means.
I don't.
You never got like a new pool toy? I imagine like that, or a new beach toy or something, and it just smells like new plastic.
Nah, I can't think what plastic smells like.
Really? All right. I totally can. Like if Yeah, anything meant for pool that's like inflatable or like a river floaty kind of thing that we've
I
used.
guess I just got like so many microplastics inside of me, I can't tell anymore.
They'll keep you youthful forever, like internal Tupperware. Their trash isn't gay enough, Steve Buscemi says. So
Yeah.
they have to go to the store and decide what products are gay.
I mean, the first thing he points out is a legitimate clue that they are lying. And he's like, interesting that you have all these moving boxes here whenever you reported that he's lived with you for 2 years.
It's really strange because the entire movie, you're like, we're supposed to be rooting for these two guys because they're doing this for, yes, a good cause and the system is broken, but they're also breaking multiple laws while working for the city. Like, it's such a strange story. I
And
don't
also,
like it.
like Jessica Biel said, it's like extremely disrespectful
Yeah.
to the LGBT.
Especially at this time when they, like, people couldn't even marry who they wanted in this country.
Right.
They run into Alex, their lawyer, at the store, and she invites him to a party. She's newly single. Adam Sandler, every scene almost gives it away whenever he's talking to her.
I just gotta ask, do they not have like, I know it's a movie, so I gotta do suspension of a bit disbelief on us, but I just got done reading about like my ethics that I have to do. And she's a lawyer. I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to just like be friends with your clients.
During an I
Well,
don't
she talks
know.
about that, right? When they like get together her place, like she's like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this, like you're a client and all
Oh,
stuff.
that's
So
even way further after they've made out.
yeah, I'm talking, but like, even when she's like, oh, you should come to my party. Like, you
Yeah,
don't
like
do
what?
that.
Maybe after you win a big case, you can
He's
be
Adam
friends.
Sandler,
It's very
Justin.
unprofessional
to do stuff like that.
She
Like,
is
you're setting yourself up
entranced
for a
by him.
conflict of interest.
He
You're
is undeniable to her in this
We have
movie.
established that every lead in this movie likes Adam Sandler.
She got a whiff of the pheromones and couldn't help it, I guess.
Oh, you know
Whatever.
what? One person does come on to Adam Sandler, and it's the mailman.
No, he doesn't.
No, it wasn't Adam Sandler.
He comes on to Kevin James.
Oh, are you? I thought the first scene was him coming on to Adam Sandler.
No, the first scene is them coming on to him.
Because the inspector guy is
Because
there.
the inspector
You're
guy shows up
right.
and they start catcalling him. And that's why he goes back to Kevin James later and makes all of those male puns, which did make me laugh.
He is so. It's like Cliff Clavin with the male puns. He is full of them, and I love it. Yeah, I wish he had been a bigger part of this movie. So we get to see what Adam Sandler thinks gay parties look like, and they're like Batman level extravagant.
What does he call it? Gayapalooza?
This is like a Gotham City ball. This is so fucking extravagant and big.
And this
And
is where we get Nick Swardson,
you know,
the youngest member of the Sandlot,
he had
until Adam
a
Sandler's kids.
he had a what do you call it? A sketch comedy show for a while, and I really enjoyed it. I know a lot of people don't like his comedy. His stand-up is pretty divisive.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun with his sketch comedy show.
What about his performance in this movie? What'd you think?
In this one, he's fine.
Okay. I didn't like him.
No. I thought it was fun that he came in the fairy costume. Oh, they go to a costume ball, right? It's a benefit
Yes.
for AIDS. And a specter, a dark specter of things to come. Adam Sandler is dressed as Dracula.
Yeah,
Foreshadowing.
and Kevin James is
An
a
apple.
fruit, an apple.
A really complicated apple costume with
Yeah, like,
panels everywhere.
what the fuck is this? How much did he spend on that?
Oh, hundreds. It's got like just chunks that pop out of it. The men's room scares them because gay.
It seems like it's designed for sex.
The apple costume?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so strange because various segments pop out of it. It becomes its own sort of apple glory hole kind of thing. It's very weird. David Spade is a hot bunny
Yeah,
cameo.
Adam Sandler mistakes him for Jessica Biel at first, which, I mean, get some glasses, Adam Sandler.
It is Jessica Biel from
I
behind
know,
when
I
we first
know.
in filming,
It
not
is.
canon.
I know, I know. In filming, it was her
But
until he turned
Alex
around.
is Catwoman. Another great costume. And
I do
there's
like that they represent. They like. I don't like it, but like, it's realistic that Adam Sandler turned this guy down and he called him a whore.
Yeah, Adam Sandler is a self-admitted slut in this movie. What do we got? We got a circle of great dancers. Some really good choreography in this. I thought
It's the law that they have to be good at dancing, Austin.
when they yeah, fine. When they got pushed into the circle and he fell down, I'm sure that's an outtake, first of all. But I thought when he said let's do it middle school style, they were gonna bust out a routine that they learned in the middle school
That's
together.
what I thought too, but no, it was
Would have
just
been
a
a
slow
hundred times
dance.
better. Yeah, they convince everybody to start slow dancing. A hate group is waiting outside, probably a fundamentalist religious group. And
With led by Rob Corddry.
right? They once again see how hate hurts the community when they look around and they see their new friends and how this just shatters them. They had a great time at a party, didn't hurt anybody. They come outside and people are calling them slurs. Not only that, but Rob Corddry insults firemen and then he uses some more hate speech and Sandler goes and hits him.
I'm surprised that didn't like play more of a thing, like that guy suing him or something.
Yeah, I think if you use hate speech on somebody, that's technically, I mean, that's a crime using hate speech. So I don't know,
I
you can
know,
do stuff in
but
self-defense or whatever.
with this movie, you know.
And the law being on the religious side most of the time anyway. Yeah. Dan Aykroyd lays into them and he's like, "I know what you're doing is bullshit. You can't pass anything by me." And they're like, they try to tell him the truth. He's like, I don't want to hear it because then I could be implicated, blah, blah, blah. And then Adam Sandler and Alex have a girl's day, which means shopping.
Watching her try on clothes. Oh, Adam Sandler does get hit on in this scene by a guy. Very briefly.
Sorry, what was that?
I said Adam Sandler does get hit on by a guy in this scene where
Did
they're
you
trying on,
know who
like
that
trying
is?
on clothes. No, who is it?
I recognized him. That's Dave Matthews.
What?
Yep. That's from the Dave Matthews band.
Wow.
Yeah. That was it's kind of a fun scene. I'm saying it's fun. That's all through like the lenses of this movie.
It's like one of the least offensive.
It's career day at school and we get into some more offensive shit.
God. There's like a guy who did my old job talking about like 401ks, putting the kids to sleep.
Kevin James goes up there and immediately the kids are just like, tell us how gay stuff works. And he's like,
Which, I mean, come on, bullshit. He's a firefighter.
I'm here to talk about firefighting. Yeah.
Those
And
kids are gonna ask him about his fire truck.
here's a clip of earlier in the movie when I was fighting fires. See how cool that is? Yeah, the fire truck is outside, like later before lunch. We're all gonna go out there. I'll turn on the siren for you.
I've been around kids that with a fire truck. They lose their shit, man.
I don't like when they make kid actors funnily like do this kind of discriminatory stuff.
No.
Like making kids swear is one thing. that's fine. Swear words don't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Like,
but
yeah.
like, what is like butt pirate or?
Yeah, my dad says you're a butt
you
pirate.
Oh, he asked him, "Do you have another job?" Because my dad says you're a butt pirate as well as a firefighter. This is where we see Alan Covert.
He plays Dave, and the woman who also is in the classroom, the teacher, I presume, that's Adam Sandler's wife, once again making a cameo.
Yeah. But Alan Covert is basically telling Kevin James' character, Larry, he's telling him that, like, hey, we don't want you involved with the parent stuff with the kids anymore because you're gay now.
Right, like, you can't come on the camping trip.
You can't be the coach for the soccer team.
Yeah. Really shitty stuff.
And it's once again where he's like, oh, really? This is what it's like. Which, I mean, it could have been. I don't know if it could have been. But like, is there a way they could have made this good?
If it had gay actors and it was about actually being gay.
I guess, yeah. Like, their story that they came that they lied about was, like, the actual movie.
Yeah, because you know what? You can be into men and women, and you can be married to a woman and have kids with her, and she dies, and then you
fall
marry
in love with your best friend.
Guy who's... if it had been an actual love story between the two of them, then yes, it could have been done well. But the fact that they're scamming everyone... And just, ugh. I don't know. It's dark.
What if it started with them scamming everyone, but through the course of the movie, they found out they were actually in love with each other?
That's fine. If that kiss at the end actually happened, and, like, sparks flew, and they look at each other.
I got some news for you. That kiss at the end did happen.
Well, I'm mad now. All right, but hold on.
Kiss, I don't know. You don't want me to do it?
Let's hold off till we get there.
Okay.
Because I have a lot to say about that whole thing, but we get a KFC reference. Somebody says Colonel Sanders. Did you catch it?
Colonel Sanders.
That should be on the bingo card.
That should be a bingo spot. Yeah, Colonel Sanders reference.
We got product placement for that.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah,
there was definitely product placement.
But it's so specific, and it's in so many movies.
That's true.
That's the through line.
He loves KFC.
This is when he Johnny Cages the other kid, hits him in the nards. And we cut back to Adam Sandler and Jessica Biel, and this is the one scene that I remember from this movie for some reason.
Oh, for some reason?
For some reason.
Is it because she undresses in front of him?
It's probably the butt.
Yeah. Oh, she dares him to feel her boobs?
How do you turn your husband on? Can you show me?
What the fuck?
That doesn't happen till later, does it?
I think that's this scene.
Because... Not yet, because Sandler, it cuts away pretty quickly, I think. And,
this is just the scene where he grabs her boobs.
Yeah. She's like, you want a bite? And he's like, no, feeling of it's fine. Sandler learns another important lesson about homophobia, because he goes to work and tries to play basketball, and all the guys are like, hey, you're gay, and all the times you played basketball with us, you were gay, and it made, like, you felt up on
us. Now we're uncomfortable, yeah.
Yeah, we're, like, we, like you a couple of minutes ago, couldn't distinguish between someone's, like, sexual habits and lifestyle and preference and whatever, and how they interact with people in public. And it's heartbreaking for him as a straight man to witness this homophobia.
Yeah. All of my friends are this homophobic?
This is almost in as bad a taste as, like, those movies in the 80s that did blackface and were like, oh, we can get into college too if we pretend to be black and use affirmative action.
God.
God damn. Like, such bad taste. Like, I can't believe this was made. I can't believe the script was passed to Sandler, and he's like, yeah, I can work with that. I can make it less.
Josh brought up an interesting point. Is this the most offensive movie we've done? And there's only one movie I can think of that's a contender.
Which I was not here for, so this is the most offensive
depends
movie
on
I've done.
Who you are and what you're offended by. I would say Gone with the Wind. It could be pretty...
I think this is worse than...
I think this is more offensive than Gone with the Wind, but I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Do you know what movie I was thinking of?
No, what?
The Toy.
Oh, this is... Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. This does inspire the new guy, Ving Rhames, to come out.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
And, especially the Sandler. And it inspires Ving Rhames to come out and ask Sandler if he'll help him come out to his parents. Cut to the showers. Immediately, more queer bashing. Somebody drops
the soap.
Or
he jumps into his arms.
Oh, that was cute, though. When Ving Rhames jumps into Sandler's arms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Somebody drops the soap, which is a classic joke. Josh, do you know why this is a joke? I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's like the prison. You drop the soap, and then people like get it on with you. Because you have to bend over and,
Okay, I was...
Yes, I understand.
Very succinct description. Very succinct description.
Thank you for
Josh.
That. That's going to be a sound clip for our podcast from now on. Like,
please don't.
I'll put that in the opening of every episode.
I thought you were just setting up a Josh, can you Google joke.
That's fair. I tried to round it out to that. Like, Josh, can you Google what? No. oh man, it's bad until Ving Rhames comes in spectacular shape in this movie, by the way, and starts singing "I Am Every Woman." I like how there's the shower stalls, but Ving Rhames picks the one in the middle of the room. I didn't even know there was a shower there.
Power move. Also, there's like a scene where he comes out later in the courtroom and all the firemen seem like shocked that he said it.
Yeah.
But this scene happened.
I think this was... He's still new. Like, nobody else has talked to him in this scene, and he's winking at Sandler and James.
Yeah, I know.
So but... I think he's still in the closet at this point.
Yeah.
The editor for this scene was a madman genius to cut the flapping dong of Ving Rhames as he's jumping around in a circle and keep this PG-13. Hats off. Chef kiss. you could hear it clapping. Like, that's all he is what Goldberg wishes he was in The Longest Yard.
Yes.
Alex and Sandler make each other friendship bracelets, and this is the point where it gets hot and steamy, because he's like, she's like, how do you turn Larry on? Try it on me.
Oh my
that's
God.
Good. I'll do it to you. You're just so irresistible, goofy looking fucking Sandler that I can't stop kissing you, even though it's probably illegal. I'm your lawyer. And
was this before or after all the... No, okay, this is right before all the women come forward.
Right before.
Yeah.
Which totally should have made her quit the case.
Yeah, immediately.
The two things together, 100%. There's a petition from the firehouse to get them transferred. Dan Aykroyd won't stand for it. He knows it's homophobic, even though he knows they're lying about being gay. This spurs
so
Kevin James to have an impassioned speech. Yeah, and be like, hey, you remember all those times we saved your lives, shitheads? Or remember when we, like, bailed you out of gambling troubles? Or, like...
Covered you for shitting your pants?
Literally, yeah. Like, remember all those times we were human and you were human and we, like, literally saved you? But don't worry about that, because we're gay now and we know you hate us. And, oh, look at that. They're learning more lessons that could have been done in a better way.
Yeah.
Sandler keeps breaking chairs. That's kind of a through line. It should have happened a third time in court. I think that would have been hilarious if his chair just broke in court for no reason.
Yeah, because he was sitting on the kids' stuff before, so it would have been funny if the third one was the real chair.
That would have been such a good joke. Like, James is ready to heal. He starts throwing away some of his wife's stuff, or putting it into storage at least. And
yeah, I don't think he's throwing it away.
Him and Sandler sleep in the same bed again, and the mailman is watching through the window. And you know, that kind of got me, because it's such a classic Sandler move to have like two people reconnecting in a really sweet moment, and then have someone kind of pervertedly watching them through a window far away. Yeah. I was like, that's a gag that kind of works.
I just want to go through some of the mailman's puns whenever he goes back to Kevin James, because it was literally my favorite part of the movie.
So good. So good. Do you want to round out the episode with that at the end?
Sure.
To put a stamp on it?
Yeah.
This is when Sandler gets called out for sleeping around. They look her in the eye at this New York deli and lie to her. She's like, look me in the eyes and tell me you're not lying to me. And they both do. And if you do that and you're in the mob, that's a killable offense, to lie to somebody looking them in the eyes in a New York deli.
And also, like, Austin, you're right. Like, bisexuality exists.
100%.
And they're just like, but wait, you can't sleep with women because you're married to a man.
I'm a man.
You can't do that. You can't do both. What?
Wow. You could tell they really interviewed real people for this movie. Oh, wow. I thought it was a pride parade. Nope. It's their trial in gay court. Because we went to crazy court in his last New York movie.
I almost want to put court, like courtroom, on the bank card.
Man, does he have a boner for courtroom scenes. This one is way more high-tech and bigger than Crazy Court was. This looks like a TV set.
This is still pretty Crazy Court, though.
Oh, this is definitely Crazy Court.
It's still Crazy Court. He even had Crazy Court and 8 Crazy Nights.
He did, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy Court is definitely a theme I didn't expect from Adam Sandler movies. The firemen all show up and they apologize and they're there to back them up. If only every person could be saved by a gay man. that joke from The Simpsons. Then we could make the world a more tolerant place, right?
Oh, God.
Ooh-wee. I do kind of like when they're sharing a ton of memories because they're best friends. And Sandler's like, Larry tried to eat the fire once, and that got me. they just share a bunch of memories because they have been best friends and coworkers for decades. The daughter comes up and names all the species of animals we know of that have relationships other than heterosexual. And Steve Buscemi knows he's lost at this point. Jessica Biel has won the case for them. And he turns around and he's like, I got one more MacGuffin. I got one more trick up my sleeve. Kiss. It's like, okay. Just fucking do it.
Just kiss.
He's not asking you to, like, French kiss. We know they haven't kissed because they didn't kiss at their wedding. They slapped. And we got like,
oh, yeah. It's an ongoing joke that Kevin James likes it rough.
Yeah, he likes his hair pulled. He likes to get slapped. Because Adam Sandler resorts to violence when he
And it's also a running joke that Adam Sandler is the chick in the relationship.
Oh, man.
I did the air quotes again.
Yeah, I hope they were big old air quotes there. This is something that first comes up when Nick Schwartzen asks them. He's basically asking, like, who's the top, who's the bottom?
I think that is what he asks them.
who pitches and who receives,
oh,
I think
yeah,
is the way
that's
he
funny.
puts it. And yeah, it's a constant running gag that Sandler's the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, why? And everybody has their reason. I do like that everybody already has their reasons. Nobody has to think about it. They're just like, obviously you. So they are asked to kiss. It goes really slow. And I never noticed this, but Kat was listening from the other room, and she's like, this fucking marimba beat that's going on is in every Adam Sandler movie. Like, it sounds like one of those stock music you put over a YouTube tutorial these days.
Sure.
Luckily, before their heterosexual lips can touch on camera,
God, could you
imagine?
When
Crazy Court starts.
This is when Crazy Court really goes to another level. But tell us, Justin, they kissed?
They did kiss. There's an alternate version of this movie where they kissed, but it was cut from the United States version of the film so it could keep its PG-13 rating.
Wow, what are we, China? Fucking disgusting. Prudes. Prudes, I tell ya.
Yep.
Ugh.
I'm with the crowd. Kiss, 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 kiss.
I mean, the crowd on both sides is chanting kiss. Just fucking kiss. Like, that's a trailer moment. You gotta.
They did, though. They did.
Okay. So I can look it up right now on YouTube. And Josh, can you Google Chuck and Larry kissing?
No. I feel like that wouldn't work that well.
I think it'd work great. Captain Dan comes in and breaks it up. And he has commendations from the great Mayor Giuliani. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
The brief time after 9/11 where he was a
people
fucking
liked
hero.
Mayor Giuliani.
He wasn't losing the symbiote out the side of his head. Yeah. They'd all go to jail for a while. Adam Sandler has his famous...
When do you think he got the symbiote?
It was there all along.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's a famous cousin marrier.
Yeah, he did marry his cousin.
Mm-hmm. This movie could have been about him. Adam Sandler has his famous don't say hate slurs while hating hate slurs speech.
Mm-hmm.
You can't arrest the entire fire department, can you?
Yes, you can.
Yep. Yep, you can. But luckily, they...
Who fires the firemen?
Because of their continual support and because they wrote the movie, the entire gay community of New York has come out to support them. Come out. this commissioner, he comes by, and he is willing to make a deal with them. First, they have to apologize for signing their names in a felonious manner and be like, I'm so sorry, I signed this in...
Yeah.
We're sorry.
Yeah, it's like that South Park bit of the commercial for the oil companies. We're sorry.
And the second is they have to do a calendar. Another calendar. This one slightly more gay than the first calendar they did. This is Councilman Banks, Richard Chamberlain, who has come out as gay since this movie. One of two people in this movie who was not out at the time, but did then later came out. So this second calendar is just a little gayer than the first hot fireman calendar that they previously put out.
Is the other one Lance Bass?
Lance Bass, yes.
Yeah, that was what got me my gay random celebrity mark.
You recognize Lance Bass?
Being in yeah.
Ooh, okay.
You
quick...
do?
Wow, that's amazing. Quick recommendation. The Hot Ones with NSYNC is pretty good.
Oh, okay, I'll check it out.
It's pretty good. They talk about stories from the road. One of my favorite, they had to get a bigger tour bus at one time because of the amount of stuffed animals they were bringing on it.
Nice.
Yeah, thought that was a great one. Because they wrote the movie, the gay community thinks they're heroes. Yeah.
They love them.
They love them. 2 months later, cut two, and I do like some things that this movie is trying to do. It does them all terribly. It's in bad taste.
Yes.
I like
Terrible execution.
that it ends in a gay wedding.
Yes.
I think that's a step
It
in the
is
right
good. And
direction.
I do think that the closing shot is a cool shot.
Which one?
Where it zooms out, like there's like a zoom out from the wedding on the dance floor, and then it keeps going up, and they're like in Niagara Falls, and then you see the
Right
fireworks.
on the other side. It's almost like a drone shot that goes to like a CGI matte painting. Definitely, definitely. Alex's brother, Nick Schwartzen, is getting married to
Big rings.
the new fireman at the station. Yeah, they still had to go up to Canada because wasn't legal here in the US. And Rob
Not
Schneider
for like another 7 years.
was just way too funny to only use this accent
Oh
and like
yeah.
makeup once.
He had to come back because this joke is like a circle. It's not a square, it's like a circle.
That
Because
is
it keeps going.
the bit he's doing. Exactly. Lance Bass is singing at the end. I love that you know who that is, Josh. By face too. God
Well,
damn.
I didn't. Full disclosure. I saw, and I was like, I feel like I know who this is, and then I checked the DB list
Good job, though.
to verify.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know right off the bat.
I mean, I did,
I
so.
did too. Yeah.
Sure.
You go back and you watch NSYNC and Backstreet Boys videos on YouTube because they're all
Sure.
uploaded in HD, and you realize the Backstreet Boys, they had better production value. They had more story, they had better sets. NSYNC killed it at dancing, though. The
They
choreography,
were. I
amazing.
liked both of them whenever I was a teenager. I
The
liked boy bands,
whole
sure.
soundtrack of this movie is amazing because they tried to find quote unquote gay music. Like, the entire thing is dance music. The entire thing is European from like out homosexual artists, queer artists. It ends with Queen best friend over its fire truck footage. And then the song at the very end. Did you catch this? Did you watch all the way through the credits?
No.
No.
It
Was
was.
it like an original song about the story?
I think so. Yeah. It
Yeah,
was
man.
fantastic. Like, go back and watch just the final song of the movie. It's amazing. I still don't know who it's written by.
Can look it up on the Canadian version so you can see Adam Sandler and Kevin James kiss.
Okay. Because I don't know what the name of the song is called. I tried to watch through the credits to find it while it was scrolling, but that'll be something I'll have to include in the cliff notes, or maybe I'll make that the song when we post the episode. But that is I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry from the dark year of 2007. This might
Yeah.
have caused the housing collapse.
The bubble burst was because of this movie.
Yeah. Too many people went home and were just like, I need to pull everything out. The world's gonna end if this is getting made. Josh, would you recommend this?
No.
That's as much of a pause as you could possibly muster for comedic sake, like half a second.
Yeah, I couldn't hold it for any longer.
No, not at all.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, this is terrible. Don't watch it.
So you wouldn't recommend it either, Justin?
No. Austin.
Well, no, of course not. It was received pretty amazingly. It
Made 100 million or $100,000, I believe, at the box office.
made a
Eight eight
lot.
85 million. Budget 187.1 million.
Super,
I was
super
reading
successful.
some of the reviews for this movie because there are some people who have different viewpoints out there. I don't know if you know this. But not everybody thinks the same. But here's a review I found on the IMDb for I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Ooh, let's hear it.
Written by a collector of sorts in June 1st, 2021. 8 out of 10. Great movie. With an exclamation point. I found this movie online recently and can't get enough of it. I've watched it 5 or 6 times now. It's mostly comedy, but it does make you think about what the gay folks go through. I'm a straight guy myself. Too much hate in the world, and we all need to learn how to get along with each other. And who wouldn't get a laugh out of manly Ving Rhames prancing around and singing those feminine songs? I really like this movie, and I normally don't enjoy the PC-motivated movies and TV shows. Anyways,
oh, he's more of
it's
a
solid
he's more of a
8
Mac
out of
person.
10.
More of a console player.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
5 or 6 times?
5 or 6 times. I saw this
God.
Once in theaters, and I shouldn't have. Hoo-wee.
I've got a pretty good quote from USA Today about this movie.
Is it just oof?
No. It's, quote, a movie that gives marriage, homosexuality, friendship, fires, children, and nearly everything else a bad name.
A bad name. Yeah. I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
I did find the song at the end. It's called Bend Your Wrist, written and performed by My T Woman. My hyphen T hyphen woman. And
okay.
I think it is for this movie because it has absolutely no courtesy of credits or anything like that or under license of.
Okay.
So check that out. If you want to check out any of the other episodes, any of the other Sandler Summer of Sandler episodes, you can find us so many places. You've already found us, which is a great start,
oh,
right? If you're
hey,
listening to this.
Before you sign out.
Yeah.
I got to read the taglines.
The taglines? All right.
It's my
oh,
bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's my bit. The taglines. All right. You ready?
Ready.
How far would you go for a friend? That's
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're straight as can be, but don't tell anyone.
Wow, that's a bad
okay.
one.
Chuck has found the perfect girl. Too bad he's engaged to his best friend.
Ooh, that's not even the story. I mean, they do hook up at the end, which gross.
Yeah.
She should be like, never talk to me again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get back to one of my favorite shticks, and this is the parental guide on IMDb. This won't take too long. Don't worry. I thought this would just be a mile long, but once again, we are shown that the people who choose to write the parental guide
mm-hmm.
are more perverted than the content within the movie itself.
100%.
All of these are about women and the exploitation of their body. But ooh-wee, one of these guys. Let me just read a couple of sentences from this. When Chuck hesitates, Alex grabs his hands and puts them on her boobs. Chuck cups her boobs and starts to play with them. He puts his hands all over them. He lifts them up. You can see them jiggle. And it keeps going. That was about a fifth of this one section of from Sex and Nudity.
I'm going to have to keep have you keep doing that after we go off the air.
That's on our Patreon, Have You Seen After Dark, where I read the parental guide slowly for you. There's one use of hell, one use of damn, one use of testicles. There's a fuck in this. There's a fuck in this.
Where?
In this movie.
They didn't even kiss.
No, they didn't kiss.
So where's the fuck?
There's the use of the word fuck, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
13 uses of the word shit. Some swear words I'm not going to repeat. Yeah, one F bomb. I don't like the word fuck. Several other F bombs. The hate slur.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
a couple of fistfights, but they are played for laughs. Don't worry, this is America and violence is okay, but that sex stuff, we gotta get out of here.
Especially the gay sex stuff.
Oh, don't even talk about that, then I gotta give you an R. R for his other job. If you want to find us, you can find us on podcast.com. You can find all of our podcasts there under FabCheck. Amazeballs is where we talk about media, TV, podcasts, anything in general, TV anthologies, comedy, horror, sci-fi. I got a good one coming up for the holidays. Keep you posted about that. And check out What About Wrestling, where Justin and Nick, our only fan, talk about wrestling, current AEW pay-per-view events, and the lore behind and surrounding them.
Yep.
Yep. This has, I was going to say it's been a lot of fun. It's always fun to talk movies. Let's
Not
pick
fun to watch
better ones.
One.
Yeah, always fun to talk. That should be our line, like our slogan. Always fun to talk movies. Not fun to watch them. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Justin. Hey, have you guys seen